Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Sure. My first name is June, like the month. Last name is Main, M-A-I-N.
Hey, June. How can I help you today?
Well, I've been getting these mailing things for your fiber internet, and I have a couple questions. Would you be able to answer some?
Yes. I would be more than happy to answer your questions about our service.
Okay. Well, I want to know, how long has this company been in business?
For Archtop, they started to work, I think it was 2 years now, but let me just double check for you. Give me one moment.
Yeah. And is this just a local
company?
Yeah, they
were founded in 2022.
Okay, so it's 2 years. And is it local or is it across the United States?
So they're mostly focusing in New York. So we were in Rhinebeck, Kingston, Saugerties, Mount Marion.
Okay, so mostly it's like the Hudson Valley area.
That is correct.
Okay.
Around the Hudson area.
Okay, and okay. So you answered my other question. Is the where I was when I first started hearing about this, which was probably close to a year ago now. It sounded like it was going to be underground installation. Is that the case, or is it overhead wires?
So the wires, they're underground. As it relates to how it's connected to your home, depending on your landscape that you do have, the technicians, they'll determine the best way to connect the cable. So usually they'll connect the cable that is the drop cable that is connected from the street to your home. More than likely, it would be underground. In some cases, they can do it aerial as well. As I said, it just depends on your landscape of the home.
Okay, so even if I live on a street that has all overhead wiring for electric and the the Spectrum cable company and all that's all overhead, this would still be underground?
Well, if it's as I said, it depends. So if it's the case that you request for it to be aerial, the team can do it aerial.
On the street. In the street,
it's underground.
It's all underground. Okay, I live right in the city of Kingston. I'm on Emerson Street. When do you expect to be in this area installing?
Okay, could I get your street address, please? Let me check on that for you.
Yeah, 124 Emerson Street in Kingston.
I can chat the in-service date for your location. And you said that you got flyers in the mail?
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. Was a card, and then there was a paper thing that came the other day. But it doesn't say anything about when it's going to be here, you know what I mean? It's just the offer kind of thing.
All right. Emerson, that's E-M-E-R-S-O-N.
Yes.
Straight. So the in-service date for your location would be on October 25th. So you can sign up for service now, and then closer to the date would give you a call just to set up a date and time to do the installation.
Okay. Okay. Now, on the card that came, it said that it was a 2-year price guarantee.
That is correct.
And then there was the free installation. After 2 years, like if it wasn't a 2-year guarantee, like I'm trying to decide how much the price is going to go up after the 2 years.
So we don't have a set price. Currently, our price is $79.99 per month, and you get the $10 off with auto pay and paperless billing. We don't have a price increase. It's just the case where if it's the case that we do decide to raise the price, you'd still be protected under the 2 years guaranteed. So you won't see any surprise prices on your bill.
Oh, okay. So the 2 years would definitely be that price.
That is correct.
Okay. And after the 2 years, does the equipment still included in the price, or is the equipment like a rental fee overhead? I mean, additional.
The equipment, they're included with the price.
Okay. And do you have like field service people for if there's some kind of a problem, like say there's a disruption due to a storm or something like that? Are they local people that would come to do repair work if there's something on the street or something that happened? Or is it one of these things where you'd have to call people that come from Chicago or something?
No, it's not. Okay. So if it's a case that you do have a disruption for any reason during the day, we usually have a technician that would come out the same day to have it resolved or early the next morning so that it could be fixed.
Okay, so it's a local service.
That is correct.
And is there a local service center? Like, say I had a problem with equipment and I needed an exchange, or if I wanted to discontinue service and I needed to return the equipment, is the local service over there on Enterprise Drive, is that a local service center?
So, no, it's our headquarters, but if it's a case that you do need to return equipment to us, usually we can send you a return box so that you can send it back to us. Or if a technician is in the area, we usually ask the technician to just go to your location to pick up the item. If it's a case that you decided that you need a new Wi-Fi extender or you need a specific item, then we just send a technician out to your location to drop it off.
Okay, and is any kind of equipment exchange free? Like, say I have it and the box didn't work right and I need to get a new one. Is there a fee for that, or is that free?
If there is any fault on our end, then it's completely free. So if there's a problem with our equipment, then we just come over and change it out.
Okay.
And that would be free.
Equipment will exchange. Okay, and if I have this for a while and I decide I really don't like it, I want to go back to what I was doing, is there a cancellation fee?
No, because there are no contracts.
Okay. And if I do get this service, is there email addresses that I could use available with the internet too?
Currently, no, not at the moment.
Okay.
You can just use your email address that you have. That would be tied to your Archtop Fiber online account.
Okay. But you don't provide the option for creating Archtop email addresses.
No.
You know, for us. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I suppose I'm interested in doing this, so.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to sign you up for service. So is your location a home or business?
Home.
Are you interested in getting a specific service? We do have the 1 gig fiber internet available and the 2 gig fiber internet.
Just the one, I think. If it's something that I find that it's not adequate enough, then I could upgrade?
That is correct.
Okay. So just the one. And the card that I got, it said the one, it was for $69.99 with paperless billing and automatic payment.
That is correct. So the original pricing is $79.99, and then you get the $10 off if you do auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing.
Okay.
Are you interested in getting any Wi-Fi extenders for the home?
What does that mean? I don't know what that
means.
So
it extends the Wi-Fi. So if you have a pretty large home, so that the internet is able to access the internet throughout your entire home, we usually recommend getting a Wi-Fi extender so that it can extend the internet to a part of your home that's not being connected. How big is your home?
It's a cape. I don't know how many square foot it is. It's not a huge house. You know, it's living room, kitchen, 2 bedrooms and a bath downstairs, and a room and a half upstairs.
Okay. So you can just start with no extenders. If you do have problems with, like, getting full internet access at a certain part of the house, then we could offer to get you a Wi-Fi extender for the home. Or if you do have a Wi-Fi extender, then you could set it up with it, okay?
Okay, and I'm writing this down. And what additional cost is that?
For the Wi-Fi extender, if you do get it from us, it's an additional $7.99 per month.
Okay, so $8 a month extra. I'm assuming I wouldn't need it. I mean, I don't have one of these big sprawling houses that has, you know, miles
of
property.
And based on what you were saying, it seems as if you don't, you said you just only have a two-bedroom home?
Well, three, actually, because I have, it's two bedrooms downstairs and one upstairs, but it's not, I don't know what the square footage is. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it's just best to be on the safer side and just test it out without an extender. And if you do just need an extender, then we'll be able to come and set it up.
Okay.
And that would be free as well to do the installation of the extender later down.
Okay.
We're interested in getting the landline service.
Wait a minute. The what service?
Landline, home phone.
Oh, no. No telephone.
Okay. One moment, please. All right. Just to confirm the address, it is 124 Emerson Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property?
I own it.
And your utility wires, you said that they are through the air?
It's overhead. Everything that comes into the house is overhead.
Okay. All right. Is your billing address different than your service address?
No. It's the same.
Okay. And you said that your name is June. That's J-U-N-E. And your last name is, you said Main, M-A-I-N?
M-A-I-N.
Okay. Email address that you'd like to add on file?
J-M-A-I-N underscore U-S, like United States. At yahoo.com.
Primary phone number that you like to add on call?
My home phone is 845-336-5068.
Is this your cell phone number?
No, it's a house phone.
Do you want to add your cell phone number?
I can. It's 410-207-4420.
Okay, so that's 410-207-4420.
For cell phone, yeah.
And how may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Any of that is fine. I suppose maybe email would be good because that way I'd have a written record. If you just phone me, it's going to be just, you know, either you're talking to me or a message. But if it's email, then I would have it in writing.
Okay, I'm going to read you a disclosure for the email. So do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Okay, well, I'd rather not have it at all, but I'll unsubscribe if I need to.
Okay. And just to go over the order, you have a home location, you're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet, no extenders or the home phone service at this time. Your service address is 124 Emerson Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. You own the property. Your utility wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
That's correct.
Okay, so as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We'll just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so would automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check?
what kind of information do you need?
The only information that we'd need is the social security number, but we don't keep it on file. So once we checked, it's removed.
I'd rather not do that.
Okay. Would you want to go ahead with the first all deposit?
I can do that. I can just give you a credit card number.
Yeah, that's okay.
Or will you bill me?
So the $50, yes. I could either. I would be signing you up for the auto pay, correct? To get the $10 off.
Yeah. Eventually, yes, I would do that, but I don't have all that information in front of me, and you're not even on my street yet, so you know what I mean?
Okay, so I'll put no for the auto pay and paperless billing, and then I'll put you for paperless for the bill, and then you can just provide a credit card for the $50 deposit. Is that okay?
Wait, say that all again. I'm sorry. I'm confused as to what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I was saying that you don't want to sign up for auto pay as yet, being that we're not finished with the construction stage, right?
Yeah, because I want to make sure that it's actually happening before I'm involving my bank and my all this other information. You know what I mean?
That's totally understandable. So what I was saying is that I'll just choose the paperless bill for you, and then you could pay the $50 deposit via a credit card.
Okay.
And then just remember that once we do call you to set up an installation date or time, tell them that you want to sign up for the auto pay, because the day that the services are fully installed, that is the day that you'd be charged on.
Oh, okay.
So you want to make sure that you have the discount already.
Okay, so the auto pay, I have to do that over the phone with you guys. I don't do it myself online somewhere.
Yes, you can choose to do it online as well. So you'd have the option of going to your online customer account. Once you're finished signing up, you'd have access to log into your account where you can set up the auto pay. Or you can choose to call us. So you do have either option. So just make sure that you do it before the installation date.
Okay. So after we're talking today, you're going to give me access to an online thing that I can set up auto pay with?
That is correct.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's okay. I just don't want to give you all the information over the phone. I have to go dig it out. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
I don't know what that information is. I don't know the routing number and all this kind of stuff. I have to find it. So
yeah, that's definitely understandable. So for the $50 deposit, you said you'd be doing that by a credit card?
Yes.
Okay. One moment, please. All right, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with that information, okay?
Okay, let me dig my credit card out. Okay, it's a Visa card. 4266-8417-4655-8079.
Expiration?
12/27.
And the CVV?
That's that code on the back?
That is correct.
Is that what you, 071.
All right, and the cardholder's name?
It's in my name. It has a middle initial of A. June A. Main.
And your zip code is 12401?
Yes.
How did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
Originally, it was, I think somebody that was doing some work at my house was had told me about it, that it was coming. And then I wound up here, I saw an article in the newspaper about that this was, you know, some installation was going to be done. And then I got stuff in the mail.
Oh, okay. And is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property, like a septic tank?
No, no. I'm in the city. I have public water and public sewer, and there's, you know, natural gas that comes in off the street. So all that stuff is, you know, all underground stuff the water, the sewer, and the gas all come in off the street underground.
Okay.
And
all
I
right.
know generally where that is, so.
So that wouldn't be a problem then.
Right.
All right. So what I'm gonna
the $50 deposit that's going in today.
That is correct. Once we complete the order, that's correct.
Okay. Okay.
And also, just to explain the deposit to you, you would receive the deposit back if you do decide to terminate the service. Would either put it towards the outstanding balances once you terminate, or we'd send it to you as a cashier's check.
Okay.
And I'm going to read you a few disclosures. And then closer to October 25th would give you a call to set up the date and time for installation, okay?
Okay.
So for the disclosures, at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable. That is a cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend your new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber, they do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including as a requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. So closer to October 25th, we'll give you a call, and then we'll just set up a date and time for the technician to come out in your area, okay?
Okay, and in the meantime, I can set up the auto pay thing, but should I wait for October, or, you know what I mean?
Just do it before the installation date. So you can wait until
before
we give you
date.
A call.
Oh, okay, and then, and then if it's going to be in a week, I could set it up sometime that week.
That is correct.
That kind of thing. Okay. Okay. And could you read me back my email address so I know you have it right?
Give me a moment, please. I just submitted the order. Just give me a second. But I think it was jmain_us@yahoo.com.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. And will you be emailing me all of this information too?
Well, the order confirmation and information about your login, you'd get that in your email.
Okay, so when will that be going out? Today?
Yes, you should get it about 10 minutes for
oh, okay.
people in
yeah,
our
I
system,
just wanted
and
to...
then you should get that email.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I would be on the lookout for it. So that I would know that.
Yes, you
okay.
will. No problem. June, is there anything else I could assist you with before you go?
What was your name again?
My name is Abby.
Okay, Abby. I just wanted to write down who I talked to, since there was a phone number on the card that was different from the phone number on the paper thing that I got. So I figured, I don't know why, but there were two different phone numbers. So. Okay, I think that's all the questions I had, and everything that you told me. So, and so this will be the 2 year, the date of the 2 year start of service comes from the install date.
That is correct.
Okay.
The date that your first bill.
Okay. Oh, so you are billed going ahead of time. So my install date, I have money that's due on that money will be transferred. If I set up the auto pay, it'll be transferred on the install date.
That is correct. And that would be your billing date going forward.
Okay.
So if you do your install on the 26th of every month would be your billing date.
Okay. Okay, I got it. So it's toward the end of October. So I have a little ways to go to wait for this. Yeah, I wasn't quite sure, but I have a Spectrum cable now, and it's like I just want to try something else.
All right, no problem. Yeah. So if it's the case
like,
that the
constant, it's like you're paying a fortune for no channels. I mean, it's garbage on television. So I said maybe I'll try this and be able to stream something better, and at least I might be paying the same amount of money, but I might get something that I actually want to watch.
Yeah, that's true. And also, if you go on our website at ArtStop and choose residential and then click streaming, we do have a guide on all the different streaming services where you could get access to channels, local news, live sports, Cloud DVR, anything on demand. And it shows the different services that is out there that you could get.
Okay, but it would be through that service, not through you guys.
No, not through us. We just provide
a
guide
just
to help
the information.
You.
So it's on your website and you click streaming?
So you'd go under residential on
residential.
Website.
Okay.
And then you click on streaming. And then if you scroll down, you'd see view guide. It's in an orange box.
And streaming and then view.
Orange rectangle. It says ready, set, stream. And then you said view guide.
Okay, good. I will do that because this is, you know, it'll be a different mindset for me. So good. Thank you. That's good information to know.
No problem, June. Is there anything else I can assist with?
Okay. I phoned you. If I phone this number again, will I get you again?
Just call us at the main number, which is 855. 272-4867. If it's the case that you want
855-272-4867 is main number.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So yeah, down the road. So if I want to get rid of all of this, and I'd call that number and say I want to cancel my service and send me a box or a person to come and get the stuff.
Yes, we'd be able to help with that.
Okay. Okay.
No problem, June.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying no problem. I was just going to tell you that it was my pleasure assisting you today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for answering my questions. I just, you know, wasn't quite sure, and I didn't know, since all the, like, wiring, everything is overhead on my street, is this going to be overhead, too? But it's not. It's all going to be underground, which is good. I mean, I don't even care if from the street if it goes overhead to my house, but on the street sometimes, there's a lot of big trees around here, and every time we have a storm and a branch falls and the power goes out and then the cable goes out and the Wi-Fi goes out because that's with the cable line, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's a lot more reliable as it relates to the weather condition.
I'm hoping.
It's 100 times better compared to other services just because of the that it's underground.
Is there anything else?
No, not at the moment.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?